Hey everybody, Anna here, writer and director of Find Us Alive. We have some new patrons to thank. Special thanks to Garrett DeGraw, Onyx Rose, FXKTN, Marifia, and The Last Thursday. We appreciate your support and we are glad to have you here. If you'd like to support the show as well, visit patreon.com/findusalive to check out our rewards. Thank you and enjoy the episode.
Love is right. At the end of the day, we should do something. I should do something. I don't know. What would they even want? The metal boxes are real. When people are high enough up or when they don't have any next of kin to take them, you get cremated, buried in a little silver box. The date, your name. We don't have anywhere to bury people in here. We just put them in the incinerator. They deserve better. She deserved better. It'll be a good last hurrah, you know?
When someone dies in the line of duty at the Foundation, one of three things happens. Number one, anyone with next of kin is handed off to their families, in the case that their people are not also Foundation employees, they're given a cover story most fitting their manner of death. That cover story often includes an explanation of why there isn't a body. Number two, what's left of you is cremated and packed into a metal box. Sometimes that box can be claimed by someone here who was close to you, other times not. Usually, they put your name on it. And the third option, reserved for the worst case scenario. Catastrophes, disasters, critical containment breaches, mass casualty events. When you're new, you learn all these options. You fill out your intake paperwork and you mark which you would prefer, the coffin or the box. I chose the coffin. I might have gotten the box.
See? It's not so bad. Nice and cozy. Maybe a little too tight. Here. I know, I'm sorry. I don't like it any more than you do. I can't fit you in the backpack. Dump truck, listen. I need you. I may need you now more than ever. You're the linchpin of this operation, buddy. It's all resting on your round top. Oh, he understands. Look at him. All right, I have to go. I'll see you later. Yeah, I will.
She liked, quote, headache-inducing colors, unquote. She refused to wear black, said it was boring. Sometimes she would wear horrible pattern combinations just to irritate the others in the department. She was on an esports team on the outside and regularly participated in casual tournaments for, Soul Calibur 2. Also claimed she wasn't very good at it, which the other engineers appeared to vehemently refute. Says that in her first year of undergrad, she tried to double major in engineering and piano performance. I guess she gave up after getting some pretty brutal criticism from a professor, and that was the end of that. I played the trumpet in sixth grade. Favorite colors, favorite foods, favorite movie, lots of things she liked and places she wanted to see, and... I didn't know any of this. I knew her name. Her last name. Her first name is Casey. Was Casey, I guess.
Is Love in there? She left her water bottle in my office. Thanks. How are you doing? Good. No, I don't need anything else. I just wanted to check in. How are things, Is your door on the ceiling now? Or a different wall? How are things, never mind.
The second rung down is loose, by the way.
Thanks. Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing? Right. I need to ask something of you. For tomorrow.
I thought we weren't going to start testing until the cycle rolls
not,
over.
Not testing. We're doing a thing tomorrow.
You're doing a thing?
A vigil. For Casey.
Casey wasn't my patient.
It's not about... We've never done something like this before. I have no idea what to expect. Or how people will react. I think I'm gonna need all the help I can get.
So is there a catch?
Two armed guards.
No.
Come on, I have to...
Klein, having me being there as a contained anomaly isn't gonna do anybody's mental state any favors. I am not in a position to help anybody right now. I have my own stuff to work on.
Of course they'd give me the hardest one to get to! How you doing back there? Good boy, dump truck. Okay, where's the big one? Oh, here it is. Crack in the wall from that table hitting it, I think. Stand back, buddy. Here goes. Suck it! Whoa, hey! Oh, that didn't scare you, did it? Wait, where are you going? What? What is it? Did you find one? Oh, shit! There. It's not moving anymore, is it? Anymore? I'll take that as a no. This would be so much easier if you could climb. I just had an idea.
Just turn your torso to the side a little. It won't hurt, it said. It'll be totally fine, it said. Nothing inside you will make a weird, crunchy squeak noise. All I want to do is have a bit of a range of movement. But no! Can't have shit in Site 107! Oh, hey!
Hi. Can I come in?
Sure. So, to what do I owe the pleasure? Did you come in here to look at me, or...
No.
Then what?
Wait. I'm... sorry. I'm...
I didn't mean what I said either. I was upset. But I wasn't mad at you, and I shouldn't have taken it out on you.
Me neither. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. Yeah, you know, you said some things that really hurt. I won't lie.
I'm sorry.
I believe you. And I'm still kind of angry at you. But I miss you. I miss having you around.
Me too.
Clean slate? Start over?
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Hello? Anybody in here? Cool. Ah, this place is a mess. How are they still alive? Oh, well, this one's dead. What do you think, dump truck? Like this one? I do too.
The vigil was today. It was nice. Klein had it set up next to the door into the engineering office. A pile of little objects small enough to be easy to carry. Candy, flower petals, cell phones, flashlights in place of candles. A lot of paint. One of the security guards carried a bucket of it over, the dark gray they use for the doors. It resulted in a surprising number of people painting messages and pictures onto the wall with their hands. Gray paint up to their elbows. Only about a quarter of us showed up, but nobody anticipated more than that. Between many of us being stuck in place and Foundation personnel being relatively poorly equipped for outward mourning, a quarter is a pretty good turnout. It was very quiet. About 30 minutes in, people started adding things on behalf of the others we lost. There was a whole line of security badges. Psychology were all there. Almost all of them, that is. Klein was well-intentioned, but maybe acted too soon. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Not there, at least. Perhaps later.
Surprised you came all the way back.
I thought it would be empty.
People have been coming and going all day.
Makes sense.
We should paint on the walls more.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
It is kind of nice. Radiger asked Haldi to do one for the security people we lost in the initial shift.
Good for her.
She has been getting better, I think.
I'm a little embarrassed that she was the one who took the initiative to apologize first.
Yeah? How'd that go?
I feel good about it. And again, she's kind of hard to read, so maybe I shouldn't be so sure.
If she didn't want to talk, she wouldn't have.
You're right.
You should talk to Lancaster.
I don't want to.
It wasn't his fault, you know. Not really.
Don't want to do this right now.
Whatever, man. Not like I can tell you what to do.
You literally can. You're my boss.
I'm only your boss for 8 more days, Harley. And then you're all Vez's problem.
What? Are you quitting?
Excellent work, Puzzle Master.
Why?
I greenlit a test that got somebody killed.
You weren't the only one pushing for it.
Doesn't matter. Happened under my watch. I could have fought it hard.
You can't put this on yourself?
It's happened before. I got transferred here after being demoted at my old site. I cleared a test I shouldn't have. I knew it was a long shot going in, but I thought it would be some kind of huge victory for me if it worked.
And it didn't?
It killed 3 people on my research team.
I'm sorry.
Sorry doesn't bring people back.
Hi.
Hey.
Episode 30 was written and produced by Anna McGuire. The voice of Harley is Logan Laidlaw. The voice of Lancaster is Jackson McMurray. The voice of Klein is Tasha Ritter. The voice of Agent Love is Tabby Bardal. The voice of Radiger is Anna McGuire. Original music by Jackson McMurray. If you like our show and want to support us, follow us on Twitter at Site107 or visit findusalivepodcast.com. This podcast, along with all content relating to the SCP Foundation, is released under a Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0 license. Thank you for listening.